This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello. You know what's good for us?
What's good?
Vegetables, fruit, water.
I was out for a walk last night, and I'm all out of podcasts at the moment to listen to.
Oh, Young Hot Guys.
Oh yeah, you keep telling me to do that. There's an Australian radio show that I have more or less just seen. They're kind of Jason Lauren, basically. They're based in Melbourne, and I decided I'm going to throw on a bit of Jason Lauren, see what they're up to. What I noticed was, and I clicked on the wrong one, so they record this bit that we would do.
Oh,
also.
Oh.
And it goes up as like an independent piece.
How long does it last?
About 20 minutes.
Oh, fuck that.
God, poor fuckers. I'm just on for 20 minutes after.
But so they put that up, and then the show as a whole goes up separately.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So unlike us.
But don't be getting any ideas. We're not doing that.
No, not a chance.
No, what I was going to say was this bit is actually probably more delirious than our bit.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to say it's so much better than what we do.
No, it's delirious.
Is it awful?
Yeah. No, it's not awful. It's just like...
Is it as bad as ours?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
Makes me feel better. I didn't mean don't you be getting ideas. I mean don't people listening getting ideas. We ain't going
to
be doing that.
Nobody wants us to talk. Everyone wants to hear the show. This is shite. Everyone knows it.
Here's a great question that we should put on the Spotify. Do you skip past the intro?
Oh, I'd love to know
people
that.
I think a lot of people won't answer that because they've skipped the intro.
That's true.
That's a really good point.
So if nobody answers, then we know.
I've seen that happening live. I've seen my housemate literally press the 15 second 4 button Spotify to get to the show.
That's funny.
Not Danny interested Weimer. In this.
Thought you were a true
That's
fan.
Kind of funny. My housemates only listen to it when I talk about them, and they scroll and they're like, what time did you talk about it? And I'm like,
and not a moment earlier.
Not a moment. Yeah. It's like 34 minutes and 13 seconds. Perfect. There they go.
That's so funny.
That's when they go. You can also share on Spotify. Like, so you
from the time.
From the time. So you can share a link on Spotify, and it's like, do you want to share from this time? Or do you want to share from the beginning?
That's clever.
Yeah, it is.
It is very smart, isn't it?
It's really good.
Mm.
Cool.
yeah. Enjoy the show.
So we're delirious.
Good luck.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up. Rise and shine.
Hello, how are we? Tuesday morning after the bank holiday weekend. My God, I took Friday off and I thought, it's going to feel like years before I look at these two faces again.
Good morning, here we are.
There we
are. Like a hop, skip and a jump, isn't it? The bank.
I know.
And to sound like that one girl in the office, isn't it great? It's already Tuesday. It's great.
Yeah.
Nearly halfway through the week.
And that girl in the office did say that already this morning.
Yeah,
as well.
She did. Yeah.
Was that me?
No, not you. Someone else.
Oh, really?
No. There's always one girl in the office who's like, isn't it great? It's already Tuesday.
No, guys, though, seriously, it's only Tuesday. Or it is actually already Tuesday.
Happy days.
Pretty exciting.
Yesterday, I had a big long drive home from Donegal. I was telling you on Friday that I was heading off to the Gaeltacht for the weekend.
Yeah.
To do like an actual Gaeltacht course.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you a bit more about it later on. It was the best crack ever.
I had
the best weekend. But it was so funny because we don't have a car in Dublin. So we had to rent a car to drive to Donegal.
Yeah, so we got to the airport.
We rented the car from the airport because it was a lot cheaper than places in the city. And people's minds were just so blown at the thought that like we lived in Ireland and we're at the airport just to rent a car. It was so funny. When we were at the airport rental place, I'd say about three different people who worked there were like, so where are you flying in from? And I was
No,
coming in from the city. Oh, okay. And how long are you in Ireland for? And I was like, no, I live there. I just, just don't have a car. Oh.
That's amazing.
Oh, right, so you're renting a car for the weekend. I was like, yeah, don't have a car. Same thing when we were in the Gaeltacht. Everyone's like, you rented a car. That's brilliant. God, that's brilliant. You rented the car to come up. God, that's absolutely brilliant.
My God.
And then same thing yesterday. Everybody was like, in the car rental place, what time's your flight? Because we were dropping the car off. When's your flight? And when are you heading back? And where were you? And did you have a good trip? And how long are you here for? And I was like, no, just back to Dublin. Oh, and so when he leaving then? I was like, mate, I live here. I just don't have a car.
I'm using the service that's available. Yeah.
I can't believe this is a thing that people don't do. Like, if people need a car, why wouldn't they go to the airport?
And I actually got a very good price for it.
This is another thing that makes me curious that why people aren't doing it. If it's very cheaper, it's a lot cheaper at the airport,
like, for example,
than it is in town.
I'll tell you straight up, right? I filled my car driving to Waterford on Thursday.
Yeah.
That was €82 to fill my car. Ooh. I had to fill my car, I didn't fill it the second time. I was like, go away, you. middle of the month, or you know, 7th of the month,
yeah,
filling it.
Yeah.
But another 40 in to get back.
Oh.
So over the weekend, I spent on juice alone. And now what I have left will keep it going for the week or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, whatever the guts of 130 quid. And I think you rented a car for less than that, I believe.
Yeah, but you have to fill it up, I presume, as well.
I did fill, yeah. I had to have to pay for petrol, but it only cost me 50 euro for up and down to Donegal.
That's
unreal. Not the worst.
That's really good.
Not too bad at all.
Car rentals, guys. They're for you too.
Okay.
Not just tourists.
I might just actually just hand my car in and just start renting for the
airport. I know, and they're all like, it was like a 241 as well. I was like, woohoo!
Stunning.
Yeah, sexy, I'd say. Bluetooth, all the rest. Yeah.
I looked hot AF rocking up to Donegal.
It's 6 minutes after 7. You are with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Good morning. It's Hozier and Too Sweet on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Can we please just take a second to just put it out to the universe and just remind ourselves of the weather at certain points across the weekend.
Saturday, mwah, perfection.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
It was incredible.
No, wait, was it Saturday or Sunday? It was one of the days that was just the best day ever. It was Sunday.
Yes, right. Sunday in Donegal was divine, but you had a gorgeous Saturday in Waterford.
Totally fair, yeah.
Random.
And even yesterday in parts of the country, the south was glorious, the west was glorious, Dublin wasn't great.
Either was Donegal.
And really, today, it was giving me vibes all weekend that it was looking really good. Looks kind of overcast now. I don't know. Just please come back.
I nearly came back.
We're due to hit 20 degrees this
week.
Yeah,
I heard this. This is the week.
This is a good week, like.
Today was the day I nearly didn't bring a coat to work.
Okay. I didn't.
It's so exciting.
It's amazing. Still in the winter cardigan, though.
I know.
Irish music now from New Era. This is Birds in the Sky on Spin 103.8.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning. I want to tell you guys about a hot new feature on Spotify. My friend told me about it on Thursday night and I said, I know two people who'd love that now. My good friends, Emma and Dave. It's called Spotify Blend.
Oh. It's been out for like a year.
Sorry, what?
Aisling.
It's been out for ages.
You're joking. Are you serious?
I've had a Spotify Blend playlist with my mate Alex for, I think, a year and a half.
Spotify Blend is not new. It is not.
Oh, no, sorry. This is the thing Aisling's found.
The hot new feature, isn't it?
Hang on.
All right.
For the purpose of this next couple of minutes, this is a brand new thing you've never seen before.
Okay.
All right. Oh, wow, Spotify Blend. What a new cool thing.
So, guys, Spotify Blend is this cool thing where you link up with your friends and they create a joint playlist. It's a mixture of songs that you've both listened to together and also songs that you've listened to independently. It's super cool. And the cool thing about it, and I think this part may be slightly new, is that now when you create a Spotify Blend with somebody, it gives you a percentage as to how compatible your music taste is.
Oh, very cool.
I've seen that before.
No.
That's good.
Okay, still in the know.
Still in the game.
So if you want to create a Spotify Blend, you go to your library and then there's like a plus sign in the top right corner and then there's a whole thing Blend. You can send like an invite on WhatsApp. I sent you both an invite there.
Do you want me to click it?
I'd like to click it, yeah. Let's see how compatible we are. I did this on Thursday night with my friends and then I did it with Alex on Thursday before we drove to Donegal on Friday and it was brilliant because we have the perfect playlist that was a blend of both of our tastes.
Okay.
Dave, how compatible are we?
Your taste match is 86%.
What?
You two are relationship goals, it says.
Oh my God. That's more compatible than Alex and I were.
Really?
Yeah.
86%, this would be interesting.
Do you know what? I don't think it actually means that 86% of the songs you both listen to are the same. I think it's like of the genres.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get killed for saying this, but I'll take the complaints. David and Aisling, 86% taste match. The song that brings you two together is Kneecap, Get Your Brits Out.
What the hell?
That's bizarre. That's a legitimate good song.
Okay, so it's a great tune. That we're ready for a good road trip, Get Your Aux Out. It tells me on this blend now, because the three of us are blending, are we?
No, it's just me,
no, it's
Dave,
just me
and then me and you. You guys will have to blend together in a sec.
Ah, at the moment when I click into your one, I'm getting the Dave blend. There's something wrong in the room.
Oh, we're getting a triple.
I'm getting a triple blend.
Aisling and Emma and David.
Stunning!
So
oh my God,
cool.
Guys, come follow our playlist.
It says, out of the three of us, my highest taste match is Dave. And it says, your lowest taste matches Aisling.
Oh, what
that would have to be.
So my mix is ready. So can I can now see the music that we would enjoy together. Yeah.
Is there any songs there that the three of us have listened to?
The three of us, yeah, there's loads. So there's
Ariana Grande, yes, and?
We like Bad Idea Right by Olivia Rodrigo.
We like Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso.
Espresso, we do.
Bodyguard by Beyonce.
Me and Aisling like a bit of C-Mat. Dave, you're not involved in that crew. So
no,
you're not in the C-Mat crew.
No.
Prada, the whole classic, basically all the spins.
Sorry, I'm sorry. David Hammond stands out here on his own as an independent in the group with Van Morrison, Brown Eyed Girl.
Yes.
Dude,
I also stand up.
When?
I also stand out on my own with Amy McDonald. This is the life.
Tune and Dave and I are together on Paul Simon. You can call me Al.
Tune.
One second.
This is a great playlist, lads.
I want to see. Is there anything of me and my own?
See, guys, you said you knew what Paul's Spotify here. Blend was, but I feel like this is still open.
Ah, listen,
for us.
I'm on my own with the streets. Has it come to this?
Good
this is
time.
Very good.
Yeah, I recommend it for a road trip with somebody. It's a great way to make a joint playlist.
Did you do this over the weekend on the way to Donegal?
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Was
no
it?
Fights at all.
Everyone's just happy.
Exactly.
Instead of you Q3 and then Q3 for me.
Yeah.
It's all just in there.
So tune in for more hot new features on apps that already existed months ago.
I was kind of worried, to be honest, that like songs of mine, songs that I really like listening to were going to come up. Like Nothing Is There, Thank God, from the Victorious soundtrack.
What's that from, Dave?
Victorious is from, it's Nickelodeon, it's an old TV show.
Oh, no way.
Victoria Justice, Ariana Grande was in it.
Yeah.
It was a banger of tunes were in that
what
TV
a throwback.
Show.
I feel like this needs to be refreshed because there's not enough, I feel, of Aisling's quirk.
I know, it's really kind of,
yeah, it's
iced me
not
out.
Much musical.
No.
Even Spotify is like, nah, we're not.
Emma Dave would hate.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
This remix. Lazo, Mariah Carey, DJ Khaled and Big Energy at Spin Morning.
Good morning. I'm going to tell you something that you may not know about me, but I come from a family of florists.
Oh. Sorry, I did not know that.
Did not know that at all.
Yeah.
How many birthdays have we had in Dave's company and not a single sign of a flower?
I've never had anything to do with flowers. I don't know flowers. I have no interest in flowers.
I don't know flowers.
I don't know flowers at all, but our family did have a florist in Finglas called Vavasour Flor.
Yes. That's nice.
And then
I like that.
Turned into an interflora. Some members of the family still do florist bits, right?
Isn't the name Interflora like just like Big Flora?
I don't
know. It gives like Big Pharma.
It's Big Pharma
big
energy.
Flora.
It's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Interflora.
But there are these flower seeds being sold online, and I've never in my life, as I said, been into flowers, but I saw this picture and then I was like, right, I need these. These look very, very cool. They're basically, they grow into, they're just seeds, right? And people were like selling these seeds.
Like magic beans.
But exactly like magic beans, because what they turn out to be are cats. Have a look at the screen behind you, right? So they have they have petals, okay, that look like fur. Two more petals that stick up that look like ears. These two beady black buds that look like eyes. And like just the whole range of the flower gives a cat.
This is ridiculous.
Right?
It's giving cat.
It's giving tiny, it looks like a Disney character.
It
like
does.
A tiny cat plant.
And you could totally picture them singing or something.
Yeah.
I mean, so these seeds are said to be rare, organic and non-GMO, which I think means
genetically modified.
Non-genetically
modified. So it's supposed
modified.
To be like literally natural.
Yeah, so natural cats, basically.
How have we never heard of the cat and the flower?
I don't
before?
Know. And
is there a name on the cat flower?
They come with a price tag of £35 a pop.
For a seed?
For seed, yeah. They are 100%. See, this is the only issue with them. They're 100% fake. They're not.
Okay.
They're not real.
Okay.
And when I say that, I don't mean, oh, they're fake, they're plastic plants. No, they're AI-generated plants, right? So this, basically, someone made this picture on AI, put it up on Facebook, and everyone went mental, right? So that's the gist.
It's an AI image, and they're pretending.
It's an AI image, exactly.
And people are paying for these and getting scammed.
So these pictures were circulating online so that people would buy them.
I forgot.
The photo of the flower cats, obviously completely AI generated. There was a Facebook post put up online by some fake user to a page called National Geographic Wild Planet. Shockingly, has nothing to do with National Geographic.
Yeah.
But it has 1.4 million members, this page, right? And it started to gain traction, and people were commenting that they wanted to purchase the seeds. The top comment I thought you'd enjoy: I want some seed. And I thought, I don't know, need some seed would have rhymed, but it would have sounded better. There is a website called Snopes. It's a fact-checking website, and they came on and was just like, yeah, this is 100% not real.
I don't think we needed Snopes to tell us that.
That's very true. Yeah, you could just look at the image and you'll see
ridiculous.
It.
But those, I was getting caught out left, right and centre. I was lying in bed last night as the red carpet for the Met Gala started, and I couldn't sleep because I was refreshing, looking at the style. And I was like, oh, sure, we have a winner, I'm going to sleep. Katy Perry's arrived in this beautiful floral dress. She wasn't there.
No.
She wasn't there.
It was an AI-generated image on the red carpet.
See, this is happening quite
and I was like,
a lot.
And everyone on Twitter was like, Katy Perry has won the Met Gala. Look at this dress. She's stunning. It's beautiful. I was like, go on, Katy, look unreal. She wasn't even feckin' there.
No, she
oh
wasn't.
Oh, my God.
It's so
but, like,
weird.
This is happening a lot with, like, say, I think the one thing to get Americans, especially, like, the boomers, is the kind of, like, religious posts.
Oh,
I mean, so there's
yeah.
the load of these religious posts of like kids making Jesus models out of water bottles in Africa or something, and it's getting millions and millions of likes and comments, and people are like, "Amen, amen, amen," and stuff like that. So AI is,
and they're all fake.
They're all completely fake.
Oh my
like,
god!
It's so obviously fake. It's insane. But obviously, Americans or just older people in general can't really tell because, according to Snopes, this fact-checking website, those who appear to buy the seeds for the flowers for the cats. Tended to be pensioners, so that was
so
the number of people conned is unknown, and as well as they received in the post, what they received in the post, no one has any idea. So if anyone bought the cat flowers, please let me know. I need
I do
to see
hope that, yeah, they plant them.
I need to see what you received. I really really
and
want.
I want you, it could be a magic bean, put that into the ground, you don't know what
exactly.
Hey, now that's not my name. That's not my name.
What that's not my name. I feel good doing it. I don't care.
I know you don't care. It's very clear. This is a game we like to call That's Not My Name. We get
I
you
feel
on.
Great doing that.
With
I don't
no
care.
Hints or clues. We get a guess each at what your name is. You have been sending in WhatsApp voice notes of you telling us what your name is.
Yes.
We will not be able to hear them, but we're going to play them out for you alone, just so you're in on the little joke as well. There's 6 IMC Cinema passes.
I don't think there's any rhyme or reason as to why we choose the names we do. You just have to kind of go for it and hope
yeah,
for the
best. What is your vibe? Because I start going for like family members and stuff like that, or people I went to school with.
I was saying I was in the Gale Talks this weekend. I'm going to pick names of people I met in the Gale Talks.
Oh,
so
very good.
That, if you win off that, then happy days.
Amazing.
That's what I'm doing today.
Yeah.
Anyway, how about you?
Kagorja Kaslat.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you.
Exactly.
I sometimes just go through my contacts.
Yeah.
I just flick down to L and go for it. Anyway, let's get our headphones off because we need to play voice note one, okay? Callum, are we good to go?
Yes.
Okay.
My name is Nikki.
And off we go.
Player one.
Player one, how are you?
Not too bad.
Did you have a good bank holiday weekend?
I did. I was in work though.
Oh,
not that great.
All right, player one, I'm going to have a lash at this and say, is your name Laura?
No, that's not my name.
Okay. Is your name Jessica?
No, that's not my name.
Ugh. All right, last chance. Player one, is your name Anna?
No, that's not my name.
Oh. Player one, reveal yourself.
Nikki.
Nikki, how are we meant to guess that? For God's sake.
It's a little bit.
No, you didn't get it today.
Sorry about that, Nikki. Thanks a million for playing. Have a great day.
Bye.
See you, Nikki.
Oh, disappointment all around.
Disappointment all around. Two
not
more
good.
Chances.
All right, headphones off, guys.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
My name is Jamie.
And away we go.
Player two.
How are you this morning, player two?
Hey, how are you?
Good, man. Good bank holiday weekend?
Great, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good weather.
Yeah,
well, whether it was, yeah.
Right.
Okay, positive right. type of guy, this.
Player one, is your name Jamie?
You got him one.
No! 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 Are you joking? Is your name Jamie?
Well, that's my name, yeah.
Oh, my God!
Emma, how does it feel?
I think I was going to start crying.
Oh my God, that's unreal.
God.
Jamie, congratulations. You've just won 6 IMC cinema passes.
Happy day.
No, that just really caught me off guard.
I was not expecting it, but I feel like you guessed Jamie all the time.
I was actually going to say James.
No, Jamie it is.
Jamie. And so in your voice note, you sent Jamie.
Wow.
Let's give it a listen.
My name is Jamie.
Oh my God.
How would awkward would it have been if you said James?
Yeah.
Because is your name actually James? Are you fully Jamie?
No, Jamie.
Jamie on the birth cert.
This is a great day for
we
Emma.
We will need you to send in your birth cert to verify before we send out passes. But that's
Jamie,
great news.
Jamie, you've given me utter joy. Happy days to you, sir.
Happy Tuesday. Week.
Happy Tuesday. Jamie's like, can I go now? This is weird.
Goodbye, Jamie.
See you, Jamie.
Bye, Jamie. You're
See
my
you,
favourite.
Thank you.
Bye, bye.
Bye.
Oh, well done.
On a moment, Em.
I will never get over that. We've interviewed some big stars on the show. You know, we've talked to Niall Horan. We've given away the best prizes in the land.
But that was your moment.
That's it.
She's going to be chasing that high.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Oh, yeah. Dave. Aisling.
Hello, hello. How are we this Tuesday morning? It's going to be a nice, quick week.
What's going on? Yeah, thank God for that. I have some tips for you if you want to go celebrity spotting in Dublin.
Oh! Hit me.
So, on Friday, I decided with my housemate Ben, we'd go to the pub for a few drinks and hang out and chat. And it's been a long week and let's just, you know...
It had been at least
48 hours.
You don't have to over-explain going to the pub.
You know when we just decided, right, well, look, we deserve this, don't we?
Yeah.
So anyway, we went to Kodiak in Rathmines.
Cool.
And they have a shuffleboard thing upstairs, which is basically kind of like curdles. Like, you know that kind of
curling.
Thing? Curling. Like curling.
Curdles.
Whatever. is that the thing that... For God's sake.
Curdles.
Is that the thing that...
happens to milk when it's gone off?
Yeah, is that the curdles and whey, is it?
Curdles is like when I emptied out a dirty owl's gone off a cream carton yesterday and I go back to Dublin and it curdled in the...
You're thinking of hurdles and curling.
It's shuffleboard and you get one little thing to move down the table and it's, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have that in Rathmines.
Curdle machine, love to go. Yeah. Anyway, sorry, we're derailing your story.
You are, completely. So curdling championship was there. So there was this, me and my housemate Ben were playing and this guy comes up and he's like, oh, can I play as well? And we were like, sure. You know, it was halfway through the night. We were feeling a little bit giddy. We were saying yes to everyone. We were like, yeah, sure, why not? Yeah. Who else wants to join? So we start having this game with this guy and his wife. And Ben turns to me like 10 minutes later and he's like, that's googie. And I was like, that's just a random word you've said to me. I don't know what that means. He said, that's googie. That's like Bono's best mate. And I was like, what? So I Googled this guy. And I'm like, yeah, apparently he's an artist.
Like,
makes like really very, very expensive paintings, basically. And he was there with his wife playing shuffleboard with us. And I was like, but this is really interesting. So Ben got a photo with him. And then Googie left.
Mm.
And so then we said, this other guy comes up to
Googie
us.
Googie go guy guy.
Googie was finishing with the curdling. And then this other guy comes up and he's just like, oh, can I play? And we're like, sure, come on, join our games. So we start playing. And then 10 minutes later, I realise, I'm going, oh, he looks very familiar. Fran from Love Hate.
Stop!
Yeah.
You're playing curdles with Fran.
I'm playing curdles with Fran from Love Hate.
I'm just thinking, you sold this as celebrity spotting. So Googie, no one's heard of.
Googie. Yes, people have heard of Googie, I'm pretty sure.
Googie sounds like curdles. It's like the similar vibe as curdles. Fran from Love Hate's a big...
I thought that was cool.
That's a big name.
And I was playing with Ben, the newsreader, on Today FM.
Was Fran from Love Hate sound?
He was so sound. And then, like,
well,
after a while...
They both asked, could they play
with
you?
Yeah, their playing was for ages. And then, it was only after a while that I realised who it was. And then I said... Ben, my housemate, said to Fran from Love Hate, he was like, can I get a photo? And Fran was like... Why? And I was like, oh crap, I've got the wrong person. It's not him at all. And he was like, yeah, go on. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Nice one.
So there we go. We played with Googie and Fran from Love Hate.
If only you were playing pool and then you could have done a bit with the pool cue.
Yeah.
Fran. Yeah, very true.
I don't think I want to bring that back to a forum.
Okay, we're going to play the golden ticket next.
3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen. David Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
Ah, summer is coming in and we want to get you to 3 of the hottest music festivals this summer. This would be a summer to remember.
100%. Really would. Imagine going to Sea Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic. Honestly, you'd be telling everyone forever. Everyone would be sick of you.
I know.
Do you remember that year?
I'd be so annoyed.
The festivals.
Do you know what I was thinking about as well? You know, the way the week between, like there's only 1 week between Sea Sessions and Longitude.
Yes.
So you'll be kind of a tired gal or guy that week if you win this. But what's nice about it, if you are Dublin based, chances are you are if you're listening to Spin, then you don't have to do much travel for Longitude.
Yes.
So it's like you have the big roads to Donegal.
And you have the camping and all the rest.
Yeah. And then you can sleep in your own bed the following weekend, which is nice.
Dream.
and then you've a bit of a waist naturally.
You know what we call that?
For ages for the picnic.
Balance. Yes. And zen.
You know what? Balance is important when you're a festival goer,
exactly,
guys.
Exactly.
You know, it's really important. So look, we would love to get you there. Liam is on to give this a crack this morning. Did you have a good bank holiday weekend, Liam?
Yeah, I wasn't good. I was working.
Oh, no. You're the second person we've talked to today, Liam, that said they were working for the bank holiday. Jeez. What do you do?
The joys of retail. Yeah. Supermarket.
Can you say what shop you work in, Liam?
No, you wouldn't want to do that now.
That's okay.
That's absolutely fair enough.
Yeah. What about all the other shops? They don't want to be left out.
And come here, would you be able to get the time off to go to all these festivals then over the weekend? Because they're all weekend based, Liam.
Well, I'm sure I can swindle a few weekends off.
Yeah, I think you're owed the time off.
We'll sort something out. We'll send them an out.
I just had to walk all the Eurobank holiday.
Official email. Yeah, you will.
He has to be off. Sorry, it's part of the terms and conditions.
Yeah.
Well, what's the crack, Liam? Are you working today?
I am. I'm just literally coming in the door there, so I'm just hiding at the moment.
Very good,
phone.
Oh, very good.
When's your next day off, Liam, you poor devil?
I know, next Saturday.
What? Next Saturday?
It's the same as us, and we're only back. That's not fair.
Okay, listen, let's try and get you to Sea Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic. Liam, we're really behind you here.
We are indeed. This is Emma David Ashing's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Liam?
I have, yes.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And how many songs do you have to guess?
5.
That's it, Liam. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to 3 of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. Can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, though, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Liam?
Yes, it does.
Happy days. Where are you from?
I'm from Blanche.
Very nice. Liam from Blanche. Dublin 15, I want to say. Am I right?
You're lucky you got that right.
Yeah, I'm very... there we go.
Hung up.
Here we go, Liam. 25 seconds on the clock.
Imagine he was just like...
No, bye.
Nope.
All right, here we go, Liam. 25 seconds on the clock. We're rooting for you. Song 1 plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
This ain't Texas. Beyonce, Texas.
Texas what?
Texas Hold'em.
Not the club. Yeah. Sorry, we needed the full name there.
Yeah.
Texas Hold'em by Beyonce.
I was a nervous.
Are you doing the background singers?
Just doing the old toe tapping.
Yeah. He's got Stenson on. All right, so we've got 18 and a half seconds left. Still a good time. 4 songs to go and a swap.
Let's do it. Liam, song 2 plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
For a while there, it was rough. But lately I've been
Benson Boom.
Yes.
Then the last 4 cold December.
Swap it, man. Swap
lovely
it.
Bits.
Swap.
Yes.
I'm enjoying the sound effects, Liam. That was Benson Boone and Beautiful Things.
Yeah.
Because he did a little,
I can tell this is
it's hurting.
But like, I find it really interesting that you got Benson Boone and not Beautiful Things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Benson Boone's a stickler of a name.
That's true, yeah. Mm. Well, anyway, it's all right, Liam. It's gone. It's in the bin.
I also love the way Dave's just like, swap it, man.
Yeah, swap it. It was back to 10 seconds.
Yeah,
he felt the struggle.
Yeah, I did. I needed to win this, Liam. So we've swapped out song 2. It's in the bin. Don't worry about it. We've gone for a brand new one, and hopefully you'll know this one. Back to 18 seconds on the clock, and song 2 plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Buy some paper, ladies, sandwiches. New strip on the way, uh-huh. Wrap those Saturn bricks. Off the cake on the way,
No.
Designer. I do, but not
Chanel.
Not Gucci.
No.
She's playing Electric Picnic.
No.
That's a tough one, I think.
I'm just trying to help Liam out. He didn't get it.
You know, it's when you know the song, you just don't know who's singing it.
He didn't get it. So it was tough. Liam, wasn't that a tough one?
Wasn't tough.
No, I'm with Emma on this one.
Sorry now.
Liam didn't get it.
7,000 times.
I'm all about empathising with people, but you can't be lying saying things are tough and they're not.
Liam, if there was ever time to hang up, it's now.
Liam, I'm a massive fan of you and all, but like Dave Gway now.
All right, that was Prada by
Casso.
That
was like Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yes, it was.
Way to make him feel worse.
Sorry,
about
Liam.
No. That was the easiest thing in the world. Liam, how do you feel? Do you feel it was tough?
I'm going to go with you and say it was very tough, yeah.
Very tough indeed. So the song's barely out.
I am. No one's even heard it before.
I didn't even want to see her, any.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, dead right.
You've no interest.
Liam, thank you so much for playing.
King,
thank
me.
You for giving us
Enjoy.
A laugh this morning. And have a great great day at work.
Hope
and enjoy
you're okay,
that.
Liam.
Enjoy that day off next Saturday.
I'll try.
See you, Liam.
I'll be thinking of you on Saturday, Liam.
Good luck.
Talk to you later. All right, we crack on. We want to give you these festival passes. Three of them, you and a friend. Your summer sorted.
A three in one, if you will.
Did anyone hear my clue for Benson Boone, Beautiful Things?
What, no, what'd you say?
Lovely bits. I don't know how he didn't get that.
That was one of your weaker ones, actually, I think it's fair to say.
Sexy. Lovely bits.
Lovely bits. Golden in a WhatsApp. Get on to take this office tomorrow. 087 711 1038. You're on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
So, last week on the show on Thursday, I brought you a strange coincidence that I'd realised, which was that there was potential over the weekend for me to see Irish singer-songwriter Gavin James perform on water for the third time.
So bizarre. So bizarre.
Just to bring you back, I filled you in that years ago when I worked in a different radio station, there was this big day out we did around Dublin Bay with people who listened to the radio station, and Gavin James performed on a boat.
Nice. Right.
Around Dublin Bay.
Normal.
On the sea. On water. Lovely.
Cool.
With same radio station, in the midst of COVID, Gavin James was trying to promote a new single. So he brought some people down the Liffey and we all had to paddle our way down from the Three Arena down to O'Connell Bridge, following Gav, who was lead boater in canoe number one with guitar in tow.
So this was canoe boats.
This was canoe boats on occasion number two.
So it was during COVID.
It was during COVID.
Ah, this makes more sense now. Right. Like, this sounds like a terrible idea.
We had the meter between us from the front to the canoe, you know, yourself.
Very good. Yeah.
Was it you and someone else in the canoe?
No, I had a solo canoe.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it was not a stress, actually. The current would take you back.
Cough droplets.
Like, wait for the performance there. I'm trying to come down the river.
Yeah.
So Gavin James performed for the second time on water. And then last week, a friend of mine, Niall, he lives in Waterford, and I was going to Waterford for the weekend. And he said, do you want to come to this boat party with me on Saturday? I've been invited. I said, sounds like a bit of crack. Yeah, I have no plans. I'd love to come.
Absolutely.
And it turned out that the person whose party it was Gavin James's manager, Edison.
Yeah.
Just to make it weirder, Edison Waters. Okay.
Oh, wow. Of course.
I told you guys in the show, I don't believe it, but I think I have potential to see Gavin James for the third time on water this weekend. And I just found it all a bit weird.
I'm starting to think he's not allowed to be on land for too long or something.
He's an enigma.
He turns back into a fish or something. Do you know what I mean?
I started to think he was an enigma, honestly.
Yeah.
So we arrive on the boat on Saturday and we're actually having a drink across the road, looking at the boat across the river, right? Waiting to get on. We had to be on by 6 and we're sitting there about 5 to 6 and I'm starting to panic. I'm like, I see everyone getting on the boat. No sign of Gav. Where's Gav? Where's Gav? I don't see any red hair over there, Niall. Do you see any red hair? Where are my glasses? Is Gav on that boat?
He hasn't swam up to it yet.
I need to be on this boat with Gavin.
If Gavin James is on this boat, then Tuesday
I've no interest.
Shows,
yeah.
Next thing I see him, the redhead and the guitar.
Come on, Gav.
Yes! And the guitar. Gav James on the boat. We are laughing. Here we go. But you might remember on the show on Thursday, you guys said to me, you felt a bit left out.
Yeah,
and you said, we haven't chatted to Gavin James on this show yet, but the only way that you guys are willing to do it is if it's on the Liffey.
Exactly.
If it's on water of any sort, yeah.
So I get on the boat. And I kind of, I'm looking at him and my friend Niall is like, just talk to him now before he gets going, before he gets a few drinks and enjoys his night. So I accost him. I say, Gav, hi, how are you? I haven't seen you now since our last boating experience. Would you mind having a quick chat with me?
Ahoy, hoy.
Ahoy, sir. Before we get going now and we take off, can I chat to you? He said, yeah, no bother. And I asked him, what do you do, an interview with Fully Charged on water? This is what he said. Would you be willing to do your first interview with us on The Breakfast Show on potentially hashtag water?
Hashtag water, yes. Of course.
Puddle, lake, stream, Liffey?
Yeah, oh, Liffey would be good. Are we going to go there today?
But will we go back on the canoes?
I think canoes, I'm terrified of canoes now.
Would you be willing to do the Viking splash with us?
I scream at them all the time and they always scream back at me. It's my favourite thing in the morning.
Do you think we should do the Viking cruise together on our show?
Super down, let's do it.
When? How about Wednesdays?
Wednesdays are perfect.
I like a Wednesday.
Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Okay, let's go on the Liffey. Let's go on the Viking Splash on a Wednesday and do an exclusive interview with Gavin James on the Viking Splash.
Sounds absolutely amazing.
I thought you caught him before. Before you both started the party.
I just said,
I haven't listened to that since.
So we're going to do the
vaccine. Do you want to go in the water?
Hashtag water.
Hashtag water.
Hashtag water.
I actually thought that was perfectly good. My apologies.
We were very close to not getting that interview over hashtag water.
I'm sweating. And unfortunately, the news is that throughout the whole boating experience of 3 hours, Gavin James did not perform on water.
Oh,
no.
Part two of the party moved to the pub, and Gavin James surprised locals to a performance on land.
So you've seen him perform on land now?
I've seen him perform on land.
That ruins your whole thing.
I know, it's over.
Loads of people have seen him perform on land.
True,
twice
on water.
I know. But if it was on water, it just would have made it much more fun.
We're going on the Viking Splash with Gavin James.
Yeah, he's really excited. As you can hear, hashtag Wednesdays.
Who's going to shout at us then from the street if he's on the bus with us?
And the Viking Splash goes into hashtag water.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You just missed it. I was telling you, I was disappointed because there was opportunity for me to see Gavin James perform on water for the third time in my life on Saturday. But no, I was on the boat. He didn't perform, but he did perform in a pub after, to the shock and surprise of lots of locals.
Can I ask, how many times have you met Gavin James?
I'd say maybe 17 times.
Oh, are you
right,
serious?
Okay.
So you do know him.
It would have been better crack if you had said, oh, three times and all of them had been on water.
Yeah, but sometimes it wasn't even like in that setting. It could have been that he was popping into a radio station I worked at to talk to a different show. And it's just like, oh, hi. Not in a performance setting.
Your most intimate meetings have always been on water.
Always been on water.
And so we've just established that we're now going to be interviewing Gavin James on the Viking Splash together, so we can start our journey with Gavin James on water.
On water, please.
It's important to start the Gavin James experience on water early.
Good radio presenters have a relationship with Gavin James
and
on
I
water.
Think people hashtag who might be water. Interested in hashtag water with Gavin James and Viking Splash and us should come.
So it's going to be so embarrassing when there's another radio station interviewing him on land.
Ew.
Oh, I've got shivers thinking of that. Cringe.
That's just so cringe.
You're in a studio.
Like, honestly, give up. You're playing for a second.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Oh, lads, I'd have... bloody great weekend, so I did.
I've been so excited to hear all of it this weekend because you've been talking about it for a while.
Yeah.
It looked unbelievable.
Even just your Instagram stories were just fun and, I don't know, it looked like a bit of me.
It was a bit of you, Emma. You'd love it. And I honestly think you'd like it too.
Really?
I'd say anybody would have had a ball the weekend.
I tapped through your stories quite quickly because I was just like, I don't want to see anything too much because she might bring it to the show.
I'm very conscious not to give too much away in the stories so that I do have some authentic things to bring on the show. So basically, I was in Donegal at the weekend.
Why?
I went to the Gaeltacht.
Ah.
And when I say the Gaeltacht, I didn't just go to a Gaeltacht area. I say Gaeltacht now.
You do say Gaeltacht now. I noticed that myself.
You started off saying Gaeltacht.
And then I caught myself because Moontour Anna would say that was bad bloss. Bad bloss on my Irish there. I went and did a weekend long Gaeltacht course, basically.
Ask why this ever came up in the first place.
So I did Irish like everybody in school. I actually liked Irish and I was pretty good at it. But I've kind of left it, you know, lie or whatever for the last few years. And I've never really been that, I've never really had that moment where I was like, I'm going to go back and do my Irish. Until my boyfriend Alex moved here from America and he decided to start learning Irish on Duolingo. Then he got a book. So he was doing loads of Irish half of last year.
Callum, what have you done now since you moved here in terms of the Irish?
Maybe 7 years here now.
You managed to spell Gaeltacht this morning.
Yeah, without using spell check. I know what ishbini is.
Yeah.
Well, sausage.
Honestly, that's all you would need to head on the weekend I had.
Ishka, water.
Yeah, very good.
Capri. Do you know that one as well?
No, he's out for that one.
Sambos,
yeah. So I bought this trip for Alex for his birthday last year, so we went for the weekend. They run courses all summer and then on the long weekends. It's a place up in Glencolumkill in Donegal. Actually, Glencolumkill. That's actually what it was pronounced like. And it was just so fun. We had classes in the morning and in the afternoon, and then you had lunch, and then you had time in the evening where you could just go off and explore cliffs and beaches.
You were saying as well that you and your boyfriend Alex would have been separated for the weekend.
Yes.
Because you would have been on different levels of Irish.
Yes.
So that was a bit, what was your crew like?
Yeah, so he was in level one, so he was in with a load of kind of Americans, and there was a Canadian.
Did you say boo to level one?
He had
feck you, you beginners.
Yeah, no, Emma, there's no discrimination between levels in Glencolum Cilia. Okay, we're all very open. I was in level 4, I think it was. It went up to 6. A very big mix of ages at this. Like, I was
in level 4, I think. It goes up to 6. You know full
well. Yeah, I know, it went up to 6. Very broad, like, generational spread there. Like, a lot of people that were kind of older, maybe retired, coming back. Then, like, plenty of people in their, like, 30s and 40s. We were definitely on the younger end, but it was kind of brilliant because you get to chat to different people that, you know, you don't normally socialise with or whatever.
And sometimes when you're thrown in the situations, you realise people of every age are the best crack.
Exactly. Yeah. And the crack we had, because every night then there was a big trad session in the pub and you're chatting to everybody and, like, you'd be half talking Irish and it was so, so fun. And there were a few mad scones in Donegal this weekend. There were a few mad characters that I want to introduce you to. So, as I said, level 6 was like the highest level. So the people with the best Irish went into level 6.
Probably just fluent Gaelgors, really.
You would think. Mm. There was a Polish fella in level 6.
Good man.
No way. He looked a bit like Albert Einstein. And he didn't even live in Irish. He lives in Barcelona. He's also fluent in Catalan, which is like the language they speak in Barcelona.
That's amazing.
So this
man
speaks fluent Polish, Catalan and Irish. So random.
That's amazing.
Yeah. There was another French guy in level 6. He spoke the fastest I've ever heard anybody speak in any language ever. Yes, in Irish. And there was a girl who also spoke fluent French and she turned to me one day and she said, I don't have a clue what he's saying in either Irish, French or English. He spoke so fast. There was a fella called Robert, right? And he was from Cabra, he said. And he was in his 60s and he described his childhood as if it was like the famine times.
Okay.
And I was like, you're not that old.
Most dads do that, though,
yeah,
don't they?
He described the years as 1988 for 1988. And he said 2014.
Okay.
Oh, for God's
sake. And he was a level sixer.
For 2014. No, he was actually in my class. Okay. Yeah. But this was in English.
Right.
In English. And the year 1988. And in the year 2014.
Oh, my God.
He was a quirky guy.
He was really getting into the... I don't know. Fado.
Yeah, he did a very dramatic like demonstration for me of how he and his brother had to share one pair of shoes to walk to school every morning and then they would do like three-legged race where they had one shoe each and I didn't believe a word of it.
No,
I think it was a straight-up lie.
A spoofer. That's
he was
a
laughing
spoofer.
The whole time he was telling me. So there was a few characters. Another fellow I was buddy-buddy with was a guy called Tony from Strabane.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And he lived... Strabane is like on the border but it's technically in Tyrone. And he was telling me all the wild stories from Strabane. And he does like the week-long course every summer. So he comes back a couple of times a year. And he said that most times in the summer, he doesn't even make it past the crossroads that the pub is on until about Wednesday to go to his first class. So he was very impressed with himself that he had been to all the classes this week. And then finally, there's a fella called Eamon.
Okay.
Who came up to me and
fellas.
Said, yeah, all the fellas. Diagwich. It's Misha Eamon na Bróga.
Oh, beautiful.
Eamon of shoes.
Eamon of the shoe. I said, why Eamon of the shoe? And he said, it's just Eamon na Bróga. Eamon of the shoe. That was it.
So do you have any idea what his surname is in English?
No, actually no idea what his name was other than Eamon of the shoe.
That's like me just going around and calling myself Emma of the
Emma
Shmeenies.
Of the hat.
Wasn't that a nursery rhyme? Wasn't a woman who lived in the shoe?
Yeah.
Maybe he's the son.
He could be, yeah.
Eamon of the shoe.
So usually, you know, when you go to the Gael Talks, you get the shift. I didn't shift any of them lads.
Boo.
But I did have my boyfriend Alex there. So I did shift him.
Woo!
And I never got the shift when I was 14. So I've officially rewritten history.
Sorry,
you didn't get the shift at 14 in the Gael Talks.
How embarrassing.
Were you a minger?
I was too busy dressing up as bloody Mary and Joseph of the Kayleys.
Oh, so there you go. That's why you didn't get the shift.
I think I dressed up as a fella 3 times the Kayleys. So that's probably why I was confusing
and
people.
And Mary and Joseph.
Yeah, my friend was Mary and I was Joseph.
Were you putting
it was
on,
the dress-up Kayleys.
So to answer
you're putting
question,
on a nativity.
Yes. In the summer. This girl, man.
Recharged.
No can of a stick season their spin at 103.8.
A hane, a zero, Aaron. A tray, an oct.
An oct. Very good.
Aaron Radio.
I was in the Gael Talks at the weekend. I did a Gael Talks course. So I had Rangana in the mornings. And I whipped out a phrase that I thought you'd be very proud of.
Go on.
And I made it myself, but then she corrected me. I said, "Is bun bishoc me."
Is bun bishoc.
Sounds like you're a bishop.
And she said, but Bishock Vun, and it means basic bitch.
Ah, very good.
And my teacher was a 70-year-old woman from Donegal, and she said, ah, Bishock Vun. She knew.
That's unreal. What a
legend.
Queen.
That's brilliant. No.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up, Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Hello, hello. Just 3 minutes after nine. Hope all is good with you this
morning.
Hello,
hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
I'd mentioned earlier on the show that I had that boat trip on Saturday night.
Oh yeah.
And it was really, 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 really fun. And the next evening, all I could think about all day was, it's okay. You're getting through the day. And you can get yourself Chinese later.
Okay.
Okay. That was just the peak goal of the day was
get
when all your jobs are done, you can get a Chinese. And you can even have showered before said Chinese, me in your pajamas. And you can just go to bed in a bank holiday Sunday.
Oh, lovely.
At 9:30.
Yeah, that was you went for it yesterday and you deserve it.
Yeah, right. So it was, it was really much, very much on my mind, something I was looking forward to. So that evening arrived. Yes, it's Chinese time. Ordered the Chinese. Chicken fried rice, plain and simple. Don't want any mess and no sauce. Just give me the chicken fried rice and I'll be the happiest girl in the world.
Very nice.
I ordered the Chinese. And 5 minutes later, I was like, I don't feel good. Like, something not right here. Not something wrong. Chinese arrived. Couldn't even look at it.
Oh, no. Oh,
I said, there's something wrong. I'm not right. Put the Chinese into the fridge. And brought myself to the bathroom where I saw the toilet and vomited and vomited and vomited and vomited.
Why?
Oh, no.
I don't know what was going on. It had a weird kind of...
Are you pregnant?
I was actually here. No, definitely not. I was here in the building and Callum's girlfriend Jess was here on Saturday and we were talking about what we were going to get ourselves to eat because we both kind of fancied a treat. And I ordered this grilled cheese sandwich and it was the butteriest thing I'd ever... It was kind of gross.
Right. Okay.
I don't know if I took a turn on that. But it was just a sad... And Jess, Callum's girlfriend, got a terrible burrito as well. We were both very sad about it.
I can't believe you got sick. Was this yesterday?
This was... No, Sunday night. Sunday night. Because I was blaming the night out. But I was like, I've been grand all day. This is a weird, funny turn.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah,
and you worked so hard. And
so hard.
Wanted your Chinese.
I honestly have to commend you, though. Like, can you imagine? If I had gotten sick at any point throughout the weekend, I'd make it my whole personality today. This is the first... This is the first time I'm finding out about it. Girls are amazing, man.
But the good news was, all day yesterday I was going around going, I have a Chinese to eat tonight.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
And it was in the fridge and it was unreal. But yeah, that's never happened before because I felt perfectly fine. And then I was like, something's off now. I'm blaming that Sambo. Was Jess all right after her burrito?
Yeah, she got lettuce up her nose. But apart from that, yeah, she was fine.
Cool.
That's another issue entirely.
That's
for another day.
Let's
more
just park
deep dive. Coming up on 6 minutes after nine, you're with Emma, David, Aisling.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I got a great text from my mate last week and she texted me and she said, hey, I've got a spare ticket to the Leinster match on Saturday in Croke Park. First time a rugby match has been hosted in Croke Park for 15 years.
Wow.
It was very interesting to see all...
We had tickets to give away to this last week. Great excitement about it.
Yeah, it was good crack and it was very fun to see all the Southsiders going over to the Northside. Do you know what was packed? The Old Triangle.
Oh,
with Leinster fans.
Really? You know, that's so weird.
You know that pub that Callum's not allowed to go to?
Yeah,
that was packed with Leinster fans. Anyway, so we went to the match in Croke Park. It was unbelievable.
Was the atmosphere
really, really
good?
Great. Atmosphere was absolutely electric. Amazing. And I haven't been to a rugby match in years. Like, it's been a long time since I've been at a rugby match. And I was really, like, kind of blown away by one particular thing at the match. And I was looking at them and it was one person and I was going, I want their job. That looks unbelievable. I've done radio for nearly 10 years. I can totally give it up now and that's my next goal.
Okay. Go on, tell us more. Who are you snubbing us for?
Like, we don't want to see you go, but I want you to reach your goals and your full potential.
Yeah. Okay, this is where you need to be.
I think my full potential is Leo the Lion.
Right.
Okay.
If you don't know, Leo the Lion is a mascot. He is the Leinster mascot. And I watched him. I was sitting on standing on Hill 16 for the entirety of the match. And most of it, I was just watching Leo the Lion. He gave it socks.
Did he?
The entire time. Like, the whole thing. It was unbelievable. Even when that, like, towards the last kind of few minutes of the match where I really thought, oh God,
it was very stressful.
It was so stressful. He was like, okay, we need to, you know, pump up the crowd, get the players going. It was unbelievable.
Moontour, a question. Is there only one Leo the Lion to take over the whole stadium?
There is only one Leo the Lion.
That's a lot of work for one lion.
And I thought the exact same thing because he was down at Hill 16 and he was, you know, banging the drum. He was like, and by the way, do you know that whole Leinster? Yeah. That's a real thing that happens.
Yeah.
I thought that was a joke. I thought that was an actual joke that like people did to make fun of posh people. Going, Leinster,
yeah,
Leinster.
I think that's their chance.
But no, that's an actual thing that's said. Which
does
is
Leo
bizarre.
Wander down the other side then?
So Leo goes around. So he's at Hill 16 for most of it. He's banging the drum and because he knows Hill 16, that would probably be where the fans are.
Yeah,
you know
banter.
I mean? Yeah, where people are standing up, already raring to go. And then he went around to the next one and then he was over to the Hogan stand. He was over to the next one and he just kind of walked around or ran around. But what he kept doing was he kept running at a certain point and then he'd jump in the air and he'd do a tumble.
Whoa.
In the air and land on his soft head and he'd stand up and he'd be like, you know when you're at like a school talent show and a 4-year-old does a tumble and you're like, hey, well done. Do you know what I mean? It was that kind of a vibe, but he did it like 100 times.
Why
it was unreal.
He's more concussed than a rugby player.
He's got the funny ears and everything as well. Yeah.
He was banging his drum so hard that the thing on the stick of the drum stick came off.
Oh my
and
God,
he was like, it was just gas. And I was just like, I want to do this job.
Why?
So, basically, why do I want to do this job? I think that I'd bring good energy to it, and I think that it would be really, really fun. Plus, it's completely anonymous. You can be as stupid as you want to be.
Mm. What kind of moves would you bring to the role that the current Leo the Lion didn't have?
Okay, I would bring a trampoline. Okay?
Yeah.
Because on a trampoline, I can do a backflip. I can't do a backflip on just grass.
Okay.
Although, maybe if I was wearing a very, very soft, you know, costume, I could. I also think banging the drum looked really, really fun.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Getting the crowd going, things like that. Somewhere soft.
What is your fitness level like for this position, Dave?
Fitness level, okay.
There's a lot of running around.
Yeah, it's not great. It wouldn't be that of Leo the Lions. But I wouldn't maybe... I'm thinking more... I'd love to be your mascot for maybe your local team that doesn't have Croke Park to run around it.
Smaller, smaller.
Exactly.
Area.
Maybe
like a little kids' football game in the back of the garden.
Exactly. That of kind of a vibe.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't have a costume either, so if you also provide the costume.
Oh, you're going to have to.
Yeah, I'm thinking like Dave the Dragon or Hammond the Hamster or something. You know.
I think that's nice.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah,
that's quite all right.
Yeah. Okay. What do you think the pay is like for that type of job?
I will do it for free.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I'll do it for free.
So if you're leaving us for a job that doesn't
pay. Yeah,
you're
going to quit this job.
I don't know if I want to quit this job, but this is something I feel like I need to focus a lot on.
Do you know what, Dave? You've said this now, and you think you're probably thinking in your head, this is a good bit now, this is a bit of crack. If you've anything coming up you need a mascot for, 087-711-1038. Maybe you need a mascot at your hen do. Maybe you need a mascot for your 4-year-old's party.
Or maybe, Leo the Lion, if you would like to take a day off, please let me know, because who would know?
Hey, the final approaches.
Exactly. It's in London, so I could go to London. Yeah, no problem.
He'll pay for his own flights.
I just think this would be so much fun. Leo the Lion had the best crack. He was completely anonymous. He was doing cartwheels and somersaults and off.
How do you deal with getting out of a costume to pee?
I don't know. I haven't planned any of that.
Here's a wacky concept. You have no idea who Leo the Lion is. Could be your dad.
I think it's not.
Could
because
be Emma.
I'm pretty sure
Could
he,
be Callum.
I'm pretty sure he was on the Irish version of Take Me Out.
Oh, the actual Leo the Lion.
Do you know that thing where it's like...
He's way more famous than
you. Is there anything about you that people should know? It's like, I'm actually Leo the Lion.
Sorry, Dave. The other way we'd always talk about things landing on Aisling's lap.
Yes.
Casey was just on.
What'd she say?
Believe it or not, guys, we're looking for a mascot for Fit Foods.
Fit Foods.
Hammond's the hamburger.
Oh my God.
Hammond's the healthy hamburger.
I'm game.
I'm in.
Skins fully charged.
Recharged.
I have news for you about a new portal that is coming to Dublin.
A portal.
A magical portal.
Is that a portaloo?
It's not a portaloo. Okay. We're gone big now.
Good.
We have those fancy toilets at the end of Grafton Street.
Yeah.
We're good with the old portaloos. This is a real life portal that is being installed on O'Connell Street, facing the GPO, with a view of the spire.
Okay.
Okay, I'm trying to picture where, so it's kind of like maybe like where Cleary's is,
maybe
facing the GPO and the spire.
Facing the GPO and the spire, yeah.
So what do you think you'd be able to see inside said portal? A mystical land, Narnia perhaps?
What do you mean by a portal?
Like, the other way, a portal is normally something that sucks you in, you end up somewhere else in the world or in a fantastical land.
To the Mars rover.
The Mars rover would be cool, Dave. Honestly, I think this is pretty cool. Where this is going to zoom into 24/7, a live stream until the autumn.
What?
Is New York.
So are they putting one in New York as well?
Essentially, in New York, there will be a live stream for 24/7 until the fall, if you don't mind, of O'Connell Street.
That
That's mad. That's and we'll be able to see New York.
Exactly.
Just a big screen.
Pattering around.
It's not a screen. It's a portal.
Yeah. And where in New York, do you know?
It's called the Flatiron. South
Public Plaza.
The Flatiron.
It's basically at Broadway, Fifth Avenue.
You know, Emma, that's just the word iron. Flatiron building.
Oh, right. Why is it one word? Flatiron.
Flatiron. Oh, it's cool. A cool time built.
Hey, listen,
building.
I haven't been to New York yet.
That's true. She doesn't know.
It excites me greatly is because, obviously, this, as I said, is on Fifth Avenue. And I'm going to New York in a few weeks. Will you guys come and visit me?
In the portal.
In the portal.
You want us to go to O'Connell Street.
I want you to go to O'Connell Street
to
and visit
go and
me.
visit you in New York.
Yeah.
So we'll go onto O'Connell Street and we'll stand in front of wherever the portal is taking the image of.
Yes.
And then
you
we'll,
wave at
and
me.
And you'll go to the Flatiron building.
Yeah.
In New York.
Mm.
And we'll wave at each other.
I think that's really fun. Now we could FaceTime. You don't think about those things.
I was going to say no. Do we FaceTime for the audio?
No.
Are you going to be able, are we going to be able to like hear you, I wonder?
I don't know if there's going to be audio from there. I feel like there must be some kind of a massive GDPR or like secure, like there's got to be signs saying you're being live streamed to Dublin right now, guys.
What is the purpose of this?
This reminds me of that of a TV show that probably no one has ever heard of. Robert Sheehan got his start in acting off it, but it's called Foreign Exchange. And
ooh,
it was
not
a TV show on RT where this kids from Australia and kids from Ireland had a portal that connected Australia and Ireland.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
It was really, really cool. But this is that kind of vibe. I feel like people are going to try crawl into it.
Yeah, I'm like, it is like kind of false advertising because it is just essentially a screen, is it not?
It's a portal, actually. It says, in addition to the real-time connection, there's going to be scheduled programming as well, including cultural performances at each city's portal.
Oh,
that would
that's
be enjoyed
a bit banter.
By people in the other city via live stream.
I wonder why they put it on O'Connell Street, though, because they'd probably be filled with New Yorkers who are probably walking by the portal going, hey, we just left there.
That is so true. Yeah.
I feel like they could have put the portal in somewhere a little bit more scenic.
Yeah.
The Cliffs of Moher. I feel like that would have been a good place for the portal.
That's a good shout, yeah. I was thinking more like Phibsborough. Why O'Connell Street? Put it on Phibsborough.
Spread the love.
Exactly. Finglas.
Yeah.
Dunboyne.
Yeah, put it in Dunboyne. Here's a shed and a cow.
But it's funny because the Flatiron building, it was completed back in 1902. How old is the GPO?
Oh,
well, it's before the 1916 Rising, so it's definitely older than that.
Okay, so they're probably in around the same time.
Maybe so.
1902, one of the city's oldest surviving skyscrapers. On Fifth Avenue, significant not only because of its unusual appearance, but also as one of the key buildings in the Beaux Arts Classicist movement.
Wow.
That's brilliant. Thanks,
GPO, GPO's from 1814, by the way.
The GPO's 1814.
Oh, wow.
Listen, Dublin 1, New York 0. Come see me, though.
The portal is going to Dublin 1. There you go.
So exciting.
It's meant to be.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And welcome to Vowelless, a game where I give you a category. You need to name as many things in that category as possible without using a certain vowel, and you only have 10 seconds. For example, we could say, without using the letter A, name me pieces of clothing. You could say tie, shirt, trousers, leggings, whatever is that. But I gave you a qualify question, and that question was, without using the letter I, tell us a European city. Not a country, a European city.
London,
Rome.
Copenhagen.
Mm. Oh, very nice. That's a long one as well.
Malmo.
Do you know what's really annoying about Vowelless?
Killing it.
I keep, like, all that's stuck in my head now is Madrid. And I'm like, move on from Madrid. There's an I in it. Move on from Madrid. And I'm just like, my whole brain is just...
You're like, you know, I'm pretty sure that's the only one.
Madrid, Lisbon, Dublin. Yeah.
So annoying. Rina correctly said Amsterdam in there. How very are nice. You?
Good, thanks.
How was your weekend? Did you do anything exciting for the bank holiday?
I'm on the way to the anatomy scan now on Hollistry.
You're on the way to an anatomy scan?
Does that mean you're pregnant or no?
Yeah, 21 weeks.
Oh, wow, very good.
That's so funny. I've literally never heard of an anatomy scan.
Neither
before.
Have
That's
I.
That's probably common lingo.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm nervous. I didn't think I'd get on radio.
We meant about the anatomy scan, Rina.
Don't be worried about Vowelless. You're about to go have a baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, listen, 10 seconds are on the clock. I'll give you a vowel and I'll give you a category. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Rina, in 10 seconds, name as many months of the year as you can that don't use the letter E.
January.
Yep.
March. April. May. July. August.
I feel like I did you dirty there because there's no more. You named every single one of them.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Without the letter E.
So
yeah.
You put a limit on how high she could go.
But you know what?
Cut her off at her prime.
Do you know what? I'm sorry about that. Sorry about that.
You got six. Well done.
Nice one, Rena.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. 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 Bye.
Scored. A good score, I think.
A nice one.
Yeah. Honestly, I hope I'm as productive as Rena if I'm on my way to have an anatomy scan as I prepare to give birth to a human being. I'm still like, I'd have a go with that foulest game now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but your question probably would be, without using the letter A, name me days of the week.
Yeah.
What are they meant to do, Emma?
Sorry. Sorry, Rena. I let you down, girl. Spins fully charged. Recharged. It just came up this morning on my Instagram archive, right? 3 years ago today, I booked an appointment to go to Penny's.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God.
That made no sense to me right there, but obviously.
I know.
I see what you mean now.
3 years ago today, I made a bloody appointment to go and get a pair of knickers.
That's not just such a throwaway.
An appointment. I don't remember doing that.
Do you remember this? So when Penny's reopened, it was one of the, I don't know, I can't keep up with all the changes and the rigmarole that went on. There was some mess and went on, but.
Great word, rigmarole.
It was such a rigmarole, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they were probably trying to like get people back into the shop. They weren't allowed to have a certain amount of people.
I was only thinking about, do you remember McDonald's closed down? I was like, what was the point of that? I remember going to get my last McDonald's because they said it was closing down, and 2 weeks later they were like, yeah, I don't know why we did that. We're opening again. Stupid.
But I think they were doing it to keep a certain amount of people in a shop at any one time.
Do you remember none of us had any clue what we were doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember literally not having a pair of knickers that had holes in them? I was like, I need a Penny's. I so do I. But I remember just being like, I just want to go to Penny's to get some socks. That's all I want.
Yeah, suddenly like the things that you'd
didn't even
realize dealing with already are unbearable.
Yeah.
Like you never get your hair cut, but I bet you like during lockdown you were like, I need a haircut, even though you'd never get a cut anyway.
Yeah, no, that's actually probably true. Yeah, yeah. Like little things, like I probably once a year get my eyebrows waxed and I was like, I can't even get my eyebrows waxed.
Yeah, me
probably. Even though I'm perfectly fine with getting my eyebrows waxed.
Yeah. Imagine you had to make an appointment every time you went to Penny's. That would be just chaos.
That'd be not good.
Every
at
time
all.
You nip in for a few clips or something.
But a little part of me is like, wouldn't mind another little lockdown now.
Oh, Dave. On behalf of everybody.
I wouldn't mind a week off.
You'd be in here like a pleb on your own. We'd be sitting here in three different studios trying to talk to each other.
I'd be at the end of my bed again chatting in. Hated that. Here is Dermot Kennedy. This is Giants on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.